Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here he is.
Other issues other than just how well coiffed he is, I can tell you that right now.
Big freaking guy, huh?
He is a big freaking guy, and he is Justin Pugh, and he is the offensive guard for the New York Giants, who unfortunately now are 0-3. And all I can say to Justin is that I've walked a mile in this man's shoes, because I used to have a radio show here, Justin, back in the day. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I used to have a radio show back here in the day with Mike and the Mad Dog from 93, 4, and 5. And progressively, we got worse each and every year. And progressively, those radio shows got more antagonistic each and every year. But I showed up. And that's probably one of the reasons why I'm on the air today, because you honor your commitments.
You got to. And like I said to you earlier off air, this is a chance for me to kind of, you know, impart what I see from my side of it and get a different perspective on things. So I'm going to come out here. I'm going to battle for my guys and, you know, things will start turning around the football field, and things will work out.
Well, I hope so. I know you're here for Con Air, but before we get to that, all right, let's talk about, you know, exactly what went on in the NFL and maybe some of the discussions that you as Giant players had prior to stepping on the field yesterday and the national anthem. Give me your take on where you think NFL players are, how they reacted yesterday, and how your own team reacted.
Yeah, so obviously everyone has known about the protests for the past few, you know, two seasons now. And once the president came out and said what he said, the NFL felt a need to have unity, and I think that's a great thing. I've never walked a mile in another man's shoes, and playing football, I've seen guys come from all walks of life, all different backgrounds. So to be able to go out there and be one and be united, I think that was something that the Giants wanted to do, and as a team we wanted to do. So I'm here to support my teammates, support guys in the league, and I think we did a good job of that yesterday.
Was yesterday the closest that the team has been throughout all of the protests because of what the president said on Friday night? Did you guys feel closer because of it, or divided?
I think so. I think closer, because you want to be there to support each other and have each other's back. And what makes this country so great is we have the ability to have your own opinion and have that freedom of speech. So I think guys can go out there and have that. And I think across the NFL, you saw how everyone felt about it.
How much do you guys talk about this when you're not doing interviews, like amongst yourselves? I know every reporter's going up to you in the locker room, but is this a discussion that you guys are having in the locker room when reporters aren't around, teammate to teammate?
Yeah, I think so. I think, guys, it's become more and more of a topic of discussion since, obviously, the election and everyone talking about, you know, going through that and things that have been said since then. So I just try to go out there and try to – I don't think last year I did a good enough job of kind of seeing what was going on with Colin Kaepernick. I didn't really realize what was – happening while it was going on, and now being able to look back and sit back and be there to support guys, I think that's the main goal.
Talking to Justin Pugh, offensive guard with the New York Giants, one of the questions in regards to this, you know, yesterday up in New England, the fans were booing the players during the national anthem. I mean, it was palatable. You could hear it. It was loud. What was the reaction in Philadelphia for you guys during the national anthem?
Well, I wasn't aware of what other teams were doing. I actually thought it was just us that was going to be locking the arms and doing that. And then obviously I saw, you know, three teams didn't come out. Some other teams knelt the whole time. And we felt it was the best way to show all of us together as one, interlocking the arms and doing that. Fans also have their right to say what they want to say. The NFL players, you don't realize how much of an influence you have or being a catalyst for change that you can be until you're in that stage. And even now, being a part of it, you don't realize it how big of a deal it is. I just think I'm going out there playing a football game. And obviously I wake up this morning and see it was way, way more than that. I think a lot of times athletes, you kind of get blinded by it because you have your blinders on getting ready for a game and it hits you and you realize you can be a part to make change and kind of have a voice.
Right, and you know, yesterday's it's a tough way to lose a football game, man. And I know you guys got behind 14-0, so there goes the running game, and everybody wants to look at the running game. But kind of explain to Giant fans why, you know, you would abandon the running game, and what happened to your offense yesterday, going into the no huddle, the hurry up situation, and what that does to you guys as offensive linemen and the mindset of the team.
Well, you know, going into that game, obviously we knew it was going to be a hot day, 90 degrees. We thought getting into the no huddle, going against Philly, who has a great front, you know, great front seven, great defensive line. They kind of do those hockey shifts where four guys come on, four guys go off. So we thought it kind of would be to our advantage to do that. And obviously getting down 14-0 early. It wasn't really early. It was in the first half. We went back and forth. Obviously, I wish we were able to put some points on the board early. But things were working for us. We were able to throw the ball effectively, and I think that's kind of what we started working with. And if we would have been up, you would have saw us getting over 100 yards rushing because we would have been in four-minute offense kind of at the end of the game, fourth quarter, running the ball. So it really is kind of how it turned out. I'll take being able to put up, you know, 24 points. It's better than where we've been.
Thinking you may actually improve. What happens on fourth and one with Orleans Darkwa? You're down there. You know, you think you got a touchdown with Sterling Shepard twice, and twice, unfortunately, overturned, and those were not touchdowns. Then it's fourth and one. It's Orleans Darkwa, and it's right up the middle, and he gets stuffed.
Yeah, obviously, as an offensive lineman, that's one of those plays you wish you can get back, get more of a push. It's a tough situation. It's one of those things we're trying to get the momentum in our favor. Philly has not been a place that we have played well at in the past. We've been down there and gotten our butts beat on.
Hey, were they in goal line defense?
They were like in a 6-2 gap defense.
And you guys were – I thought you were in your regular offense. Were you in your regular offensive personnel?
Yeah, we were in like three receivers, a tight end, a running back. It was one of those situations where I'm sure we wish we could – I don't know. I really had to get in there and look at the film to be able to break it down. But we want to be able to get seven there. Seven there would have been a completely different game. It's 7-7 coming back into the second half. It would have been a completely different dynamic of ball game.
How about the mindset of the team after the game, Justin? You know, I know that there's a lot of people that were upset with the way that Odell Beckham Jr. celebrated. And then after the fact, he said, look, if I have to do it again, I'll continue to do it, even if it does cost us 15 yards. You're a teammate of his. I'm sure you stand behind him and what he brings to your football team. But when you hear him say something like that, how does that make you feel that he's willing to give up 15 yards and a kickoff to do it again?
I don't think he'll do it again. I think it's one of those things where you learn from it. Obviously, there's been boundaries set. There's been more leniency towards being able to celebrate. Obviously, there's a fine line that we haven't found yet because week two we got one. We got a personal foul.
Well, Evan Engram is a rookie and he grabbed his crotch. And basically, we saw the effect that that had on that game against the Detroit Lions. And, you know, I did that game for Westwood One, and I basically kind of really scolded Evan because he's got to realize what's going on here. And I know he hasn't scored a touchdown ever before, and this is his first regular season touchdown. So sometimes the emotion of the moment takes over for you. But for Odell Beckham Jr. to see what happened that night and then to do what he did yesterday compounds the problem. And then after the game, basically say, if I have to do it again, I'll do it again.
I think, though, they'll talk to him because we can't be doing that. We can't have 15 yards hurting our team. But obviously the emotion that he plays with and the intensity he plays with, if you look at anything I've said about Odell in the past, I support him 100%. He's a great teammate. There's obviously a fine line where you don't want to hurt the team and put us in a bad spot. So I think in the heat of the moment after the game, when you lose on a 61-yard field goal, there was a lot of emotions. Luckily, they didn't interview me because I might have said some things that I didn't want to say either, because that's a tough way to go out, especially when you kind of – explode for 24 points. We didn't kind of. We did explode for 24 points, and to lose a game like that was definitely tough.
Do you feel like finally now the monkey's off your back, that you've got things going and you're going in the right way, in the right direction?
I think so. I think we found some things that are working for us, and last year we ran that offense and we went to the playoffs. This year we were trying to be more multiple, and obviously we still have to be able to do that, but we have to be able to win games, and that's the bottom line. So I guess what was it? Don LaGreca was really bashing the offensive line and everything. I saw some clip of him.
Well,
this
he doesn't
week,
work
so.
Here, so don't worry about that. If you want to see him, I could set up a meeting with him if you'd like to talk to him in person.
No, I just saw that clip last week, and I was someone sent it to me today, and they were like, he's going to try to bash you guys again.
Well, you know, the bottom line, he's got a family to feed.
Yeah, of course. Right? I'm talking to Giants guard Justin Pugh on The Fan. All that criticism that you guys have heard, and Eric Flowers gets singled out. You don't hear so much Justin Pugh stinks. You hear a lot of Eric Flowers stinks. Do you go to his defense? How is he dealing with that? As you, being a line mate of his, how do you handle all that criticism when you hear it from the outside?
Offensive line plays a unique position. There's five guys. As a quarterback, you're taking the heat. If you lose, if you win, you know you'll get the credit.
Right.
But there's no one really to blame but the one guy. As an offensive line, it's five working together, and the whole mantra we're starting to take on is five as one. So if you come at one guy, come at all of us. Left tackle is the hardest position, I think, besides quarterback, to play in the NFL. That and defensive back when you're left on an island. You're going against the best pass rusher. He's going backwards or you're going backwards, that rusher's coming forward. It's a tough spot to be in. I've played that position. I've played tackle. It is a tough position to play. So I think it's not lack of trying. It's not like he wants to go out there and play bad. You won't have a job. None of us will have a job if we don't succeed at what we do. But he's put in all the work. He was here during the offseason. I think he played better yesterday. Obviously, haven't watched the film yet, but he's going to continue to get better with our support. Getting beaten down by social media, getting beaten down by the guy that's just watching it, sitting there on his couch drinking a beer, is a tougher way to do it. Everyone in our room knows what we have in him, and we're going to keep supporting him and keep being behind him.
Very well said. Very professional. That's Justin Pugh. Remember this. We work the hardest. We're known the least, but who cares, for we are the reason. That's the offensive lineman's prayer, and remember that, all right?
Got it.
Guard Justin Pugh is here. He's partnered with Conair Men. As you can see, he's very well coiffed. So much more I put together than you are, Greg, this morning. He's here to spread the word of Conair Men's. A mantra, if you want, that's respect the ritual. So what is respect the ritual?
Respecting the ritual, I think everyone has their routine, their ritual. Mine personally is every Friday before the game, I get a haircut, get the beard looking good. It's obviously, there's that old saying too, look good, play good. And I definitely take that into account. Offensive linemen aren't normally known for having themselves put together a little bit. So obviously trying to change that a little bit. So the Conair man, eye stubble, you know, flex head trimmer has been unbelievable. I've been working with Conair for a few years. I've actually been on the show before.
Yeah, you have, yes.
Working with Conair, and they do an unbelievable job. They're taking the advice from the men, and they're really turning it and putting it into the product. There's 48 different settings. You can have beards for anybody. Had that professional look, and I think that's something that...
Is there batteries in that thing?
I'm actually proud of you.
You charge it.
Is it charged?
Yes.
You want to shave me?
You're a little mess over there.
Come on. What do you do? What's your routine looking like?
Hey, come on. You go ahead and shave me while I'm here. If I'm looking so bad, Boomer, then let's see how this thing works. Go ahead. And while I'm getting shaved, I'll ask you about your coach, right? So just try not to look at the Conair as good of a job as it's doing. Thanks, Boom. So, oh, wow, this really is that flex head. You weren't lying about that.
It gets all the angles, the rough around here. You just spin it down.
Flex head. I haven't been clean shaven since like April of 2006, so this is going to be something else.
You're going to have the baby face.
Your coach calls out Eli Manning, right, after the whole game before, but then Odell Beckham Jr. acts like a dog and he's doing his thing. Doesn't call him out in the post game. Is that something that registers with you guys in the locker room? What do you think about that?
I think the Eli play was just—it was one play that he was referring to. Yeah. Everyone wants to kind of blow it up and make it into. Uh-huh. He's talking about sloppy quarterback play overall. It was the one delay a game, and obviously we're going to stick with him. You guys are making it. You guys are making it tough, but you know you're looking good over there. You're looking clean. You're looking cut. You're a Conair man now. You're gonna have to come to the event tomorrow.
Shaving half of my face.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
It's the rookie cut. There you go.
So, all right, so everybody blew out the Eli Manning out of proportion is what you're trying to tell me, right? Watch out, man. Where are you going with that thing?
What do you mean?
All right, so the sports talk radio, you know, if you're paying attention to the criticisms, people are saying that a head coach cannot call out his quarterback. He can't call out his quarterback in that situation because it sends a bad message to the locker room and the team. You're saying that is not true.
We know who Eli Manning is. He's been here for 14 years. He's dealt with all the criticism from every corner of the country. He can handle that. If I got a penalty or a holding call, a little bit of a sack, they're going to criticize me. That comes with part of the business.
Sure, he handles. He's a pro.
Did you hear Eli's response?
Of course,
I can handle it. I can handle it.
The guy could do whatever. The guy could do no wrong, really, in a lot of Giant fans' eyes. Because I always think he's never going to embarrass the organization. He's always going to be the same way. He never seems to change on the field either. Does he ever yell at you guys?
Never. I mean, he's first one in, last one out. He's leading by example. He's not a rah-rah, screaming and yelling type of guy at all.
Right.
You've met Eli. You know he's not like that. But he's going to go out there, and he's going to lead by example. And he's like, all right, let's go do this.
You know, the amazing thing is I had an offensive lineman. His name was Max Montoya, one of the great guys ever to play the game. You probably don't even remember who he was, but he was my left guard. And he was always the closest guy to me in the huddle. He was always the guy that was, kind of getting under my skin a little bit and yelling at me during the game. I'll never forget, we're playing a game, and I'm holding the ball, and I get sacked. And he's on the ground, and I'm on the ground. And he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him. And he's yelling at me like, you can't believe. Throw the effing freaking ball already. Stop holding on to the ball. What is you going to get us all killed? And he's screaming at me. Now, he was about 4 or 5 years older than me, but I will never forget that one moment when he told me that I got to get rid of the freaking ball. Have you ever yelled at Eli about, come on, man, you got to get rid of the ball. You can't hold on to it.
I've never yelled at Eli. He's got the seniority by me, you know, almost by a decade. I'm sure some of those David Deals, Chris Knees, they might have yelled at him. No, he does a good job of getting us into the right play at the right time. So I can never get on for that.
Well, I wish you luck. You got a big game next week against Tampa. Hopefully you'll get this thing right. And I know you got to deal with McCoy next week. And it just never gets easier in the NFL because every team has got somebody that you got to deal with, especially on the defensive line. No, he's not going to feel your face.
Why not?
By the way, visit conair.com for all of Justin's tips over there. And, Justin, it's great to see you. Thanks for holding up your end of the bargain and coming in today after a tough loss yesterday.
Of course. Appreciate you guys having me on.
You got it, man. All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.